We'll go to JT, obviously president of Te Pāti Māori, but also chief executive of Waipareira. Long history of advocating for Māori self-determination and improvements in Māori health and social outcomes. John, thanks for joining us. Tēnā koe. Sort of focus on health a little today, mate. Te Pāti Māori's been a strong advocate for Māori-led healthcare. What do you see as the biggest challenges currently facing Māori health, and what needs to change, John?
Oh, look, we've been banging the drum for years, like forever. You know, all the way back to the young Māori Party. The problem we have is that there's a belief, and you hear it being voiced by the retreads going into the ACT Party and New Zealand First. So all these retreads say, oh, you know, we are one nation, we are one people. Well, if that was true, we'd all be on the same level of equity and equality of opportunity. That clearly is not true when nearly 70% of our people are either the working poor or underemployed or on benefits. And this has been entrenched for the last 126 years. So what we've got to say is quite simply, and we've always said this, we want self-management. And when we get our per capita entitlements in our own hands and can self-manage them, we don't just do an outstanding job on any measure. So it doesn't matter what generation, it doesn't matter what decade, report after report of and independently analysed and peer-reviewed comes back saying when Māori people start to manage their own systems and deliver into their own systems, they get far better outcomes. Now, whether that's bang for buck, so they can't have a go at us over being far more expensive. On an equity basis, it should be, because all the money's gone to non-Māori and they've built their socioeconomic systems, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's a major plea on our side that never gets met. Now, when we excel in anything, whether it's the Pioneer Battalion in the First World War, whether, as Sāpia Rananata said, when he sent his son and nephews to fight in the Second World War, we will get recognition from the Pākehā for this. That never occurred. When we deployed in the pandemic, first out of the gate to support and protect our communities up and down the country, and did so in a far more efficient and effective way than any non-Māori system, it was blagarded, like it was pretended it never happened. So we're confronting this eternally, and we're not going to... Treaty settlements do not cut the mustard, right? What treaty settlements do is, for those that get the trickle down, good on them, and for those that are doing well around the iwi checkbook, good on them too. But that trickle down doesn't go down everywhere. It'll only occur once we get equality of opportunity to self-manage ourselves rather than having non-Māori standing over us, telling us what to do, when to do it, how to do it. When they have expensed our money on us and fail us, then we, it's just interminable, this problem, we get the blame. So the big game is, it doesn't matter whether it's in screening for cancers, prostate cancer for men, you know, huge killer of Māori men. On and on it goes. Everyone knows that we want a pre-screening program and the age group for it to be dropped. All the clinical data says that you must do this. This government changed the dial on that and moved it up. In the knowledge that thousands of Māori would go undetected until it was too late. Now, you can't have a government that, in effect, makes decisions knowingly that will have adverse impacts that will kill hundreds of Māori men just on prostate screening, just on a range of other... one of the biggest problems is stomach cancers, abdominal cancers and the like, and the screening for bowel cancers, and that age group went up, right? So unless we get control of the delivery and who's setting the settings, we're always going to be treated as if we're middle-class white folk that can afford to get to appointments, that can afford to take time off work, that can afford to get across the other side of town. If they were in our shoes and the benefits of our people up and down the country, they would have a greater understanding of the struggle it is to just meet the standards that have been created by middle-class white folk for an underclass of Māori folk that have been an underclass since they stole all our assets.
Yeah, I do take your point. Look, I've tried to get some definitive answers from Chris Hipkins as an example, and to their credit, did have a go at setting up an alternative, which was in its infancy, Te Aka Whai Ora, before it was hacked by the arrival of this coalition government. But I haven't had a definitive answer whether this would be reinstated. I get from you that we need a vehicle, if not the same, similar. Would it, bearing in mind that, I mean, many are predicting that smaller parties will have the balance of power or the kingmaker role at the end of November, would this be a bottom line, therefore, for, say, support for a coalition of the left, the reinstatement of Te Aka Whai Ora or similar? And why do you think it is that Hipkins is sitting on the fence somewhat regarding its reinstatement?
Because he's the boss, and because he doesn't have to get votes out of Māori seats. He has to win middle white vote, right? And so as a consequence, and this is the conundrum, this is why I'm out of the Labour Party. So the conundrum is that every time you're in the Labour Party, you have to look over your shoulder to see whether people like Hipkins, McAnulty and the rest of them will nod their head to say, yes, you can keep going, brown boy, or no, you have to stop. So at least in Te Pāti Māori, we're unbridled in that regard. You ask the question, if a present system fails knowingly, premeditatedly and consciously, you change it. And the only way to change it is to change it with its direct opposite. And the direct opposite is Māori self-management, Māori self-determination over Māori per capita entitlements that are voted to us annually. Now, what do I mean by that? An example is for every Māori turning up at a GP or registered at a GP, that Māori, before they even walk in the door, is worth $400 cash to that GP. That's my per capita entitlement for being registered at the doctor. The doctor doesn't have to do anything for me. Just by having me as one of these cattle out in there that are tagged on the ear, $400, that's my per capita entitlement. In 2021, 60,000 Māori in Tāmaki Makaurau never went to a GP, and GPs pocketed $24 million of Māori money for doing nothing. That is unacceptable. That's my per capita entitlement going into somebody else's social and economic benefit for nothing, for me or my community out here. So I'm giving you clear examples here, Dale, because otherwise it gets, you've got to break it down into what it means on the street, on the day, for each Māori. And we're getting ripped off. We're getting ripped off because the system isn't designed for us or by us, and somebody takes our money, spends it for us, fails us, and then blames us. And that's why this has to stop. Hipkins ain't going to change that. The Greens aren't going to change that. It's just a liberated, unapologetic voice that does that. That's why people like Whānau Waipareta, like the Whānau Order Commissioning Agency, like Manurewa Marae, get beat up, because the colonisation is about suppression of Māori and Indigenous endeavour, because the colonial project will never want to be seen to be lesser than us and underperforming, and we're overperforming it, you see? It just doesn't work for them.
It's interesting. Health's going to be one of the most important issues. We know that the stats are out today, I think it is, and latest inflation figures, and of course they're going through the roof. Hard times appear to be getting harder when they should be getting easier, John. And as we count down to an election, these are important issues that our people need to factor in when they determine which way they'll lean with their important voting opportunity. And the health of our people, obviously, should be taking priority in our thinking. Thanks very much. Anything interesting, just to wrap us up, mate, anything interesting this week on your agenda, hui, et cetera?
Oh, look, the final thing I'll say is when the colonial project works you over, often the worst form of colonisation is when they take your belief in yourself and the belief in your reo and the belief in your whakapapa and the belief that something can happen, the reclamation of who you are and what you are. That's colonisation 101, and that is our biggest enemy in our communities. And we just have to overcome the ability to rise up and be a better person and be a better Māori and believe in yourself. You know, believe in Te Pāti Māori, believe in Māori constructs. If you continue to believe in colonial constructs only, they're tailor-made to suppress you because you don't have their whakapapa. And so it's a general mind game. We just have to be alive to it and defend against it.
Dinner, I appreciate your thoughts and perspectives. John, each Monday morning, thanks for sharing a few of them today. John Tamere with us.